while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A deadly weekend fire is under investigation in western Minnesota. Crews are working to reconstruct George Floyd Square, and former 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley is speaking to the New York Times about his coverage of Operation Metro Surge. But first, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is downplaying a congressional report that accuses he and Governor Walz of doing nothing to prevent fraud in the state. Ellison told Channel 5's Tom Hauser on the WCCO Morning News that he hasn't read the 200-page report, but has a good idea of what's in it.
It sounds like it's a partisan electioneering from using official resources, which is really unfortunate. Here's the thing. You know, we've prosecuted over 340 people and convicted them for Medicaid fraud.
Ellison also pointed out legislation that adds more resources to crack down on fraud. He says the state of Minnesota is more focused on getting answers to fraudulent activity in Minnesota instead of assigning blame. Recent budget cuts to the Anoka-Hennepin School District has led to a grassroots coalition of parents to hold a petition signature drive today.
Since 2024, funding to Minnesota's largest school district has resulted in a $10 million deficit. Shaylin Burbig, founding partner of Parents for Good.
After $22 million in cuts, we have schools right now that have over 1,000 kids that have one social worker. That's not sustainable. It's not good for our kids.
The purpose of the petition drive is to place a referendum on the ballot.
Every school district has the ability to levy taxes, but they have to ask the community. They have to have a vote on it. So that's what the referendum is.
They need 3,000 signatures.
This all is really just to be able to vote on it. Signing this petition doesn't mean that you necessarily agree with it. It means that you want the community to have a choice.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Crews are working right now to reconstruct George Floyd Square, beginning today at 38th in Chicago, just days after the 6th anniversary of his murder. The long-debated $15 million project will remake the intersection, including to allow buses to once again travel through it. It will also maintain the memorial and keep some of its artifacts intact, including the iconic fists that surround the area. A deadly weekend fire is under investigation in Grant County in western Minnesota. The blaze broke out around 1 a.m. Sunday morning in Land Township. A sheriff's deputy driving in the area reported several structures on the property fully engulfed in flames. The body of one person was found inside the home. The Midwest Medical Examiner's Office will determine the cause of death. No identity on the victim yet. Former 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley speaking to the New York Times about his coverage of Operation Metro Surge. During his first interview after being fired, he shared that Barry Weiss, the new editor-in-chief of CBS News, told him how he should write the story.
Can we make the protesters look more violent? Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote, but that's what was communicated to me. And the other thing was Renee Good's car. You need to describe her as driving toward the officer.
Pelley worked at the network for 37 years, including as a White House correspondent, anchor of the CBS Evening News, and 60 Minutes correspondent. College basketball fans hoping to one day see the Gophers and Tommies play each other will get the chance to do just that next season.
The University of Minnesota announcing today both its men's and women's basketball teams will host the Tommies during the regular season. This will be the first ever meeting between the two women's teams. The men's teams haven't competed against each other since 1934. A game that ended with the Gophers winning 28-18. The men's game is set for November 6th, while the women will play at the Barn on December 1st. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The wiffle ball field at Annunciation Church and School in South Minneapolis is going to be completely renovated, thanks in large part to the Minnesota Twins Community Fund. The project was announced prior to yesterday's game at Target Field during a ceremony that included members of the Annunciation School community. Among the improvement to the field will be new sod, dugouts, bleachers, a scoreboard, and improved lighting. It was last August when two children were killed and others were hurt during a mass shooting at the school. Finally, Mystic Lake Amphitheater has announced their headliner for this month's opening night celebration. Morris Day and The Time will join the All-Minnesota lineup on June 20th at the new venue in Shakopee, joining others including Motion City Soundtrack, Rocket Club, School of Rock, and others. St. Paul native and SNL cast member Tommy Brennan will serve as a host for the night. Tickets are on sale right now. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.